always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Now joined by Josh Mann from the Herzog Foundation. Josh, hey man, good talk to you. Thanks for being on the show. Looking at this article in The Lion, you know, the readlion.com, your all's publication, and I had to read the article, I would say twice, but I actually had to read parts of it three times to get my head around this. The largest school, the public school district in Missouri is Springfield, Missouri. Okay, and there are now a couple of teachers who are accused, I mean, tell me if I'm keeping up the story right here, of taking a gender-confused student out of school and home with them to help encourage the student's gender confusion, and the school district absolutely does not want to talk about this. Am I close? I mean, does that sound like I'm reading this right?
That's exactly right. That's what a high-ranking administrator of the school district told our reporter. They wish to remain anonymous because, you know, they feared reprisal. But allegedly, these two teachers are also no longer working for the district. And when our reporter asked the district about this, as you say, we didn't get any straight answers. It was, well, it's personnel issues. They wanted our reporter to name the teachers and the student whose names actually we don't yet have. And when our reporter then came back and said, well, do you mean that you don't know about this incident? They again waffled. And so we don't yet really know. We don't have a school district who's, you know, willing to tell us any more information. So, you know, at this point, it's a whistleblower, but it's somebody who's really an insider and who should know. And so it's disturbing. As you described, this student expressed a desire to change genders, to socially transition, and then was taken off campus to a teacher's home in order to change clothes and express themselves, I guess, in a different way.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to get clarity as to what happened on this. I can't imagine any other circumstance where it would be considered appropriate for a teacher to say, you know what, don't tell your parents, but come on by my house.
Yeah.
What possibly good thing can come from that? And so as I understand it, Josh, just to clarify, the school district isn't confirming or denying that happened, but that's what this high-ranking whistleblower is telling your reporter on here, because I suspect that the school district realizes this is massive civil liability, but is it possible that there could have been a crime committed as well?
Yeah, I think it's something that needs to be investigated. The spokesperson did finally say, and I'll quote, the situation you have described regarding staff helping a student begin to transition does not match any scenario we have investigated. Now, I'm not really sure that they're denying it, but the spokesperson wanted to just tell our reporter, well, what you say doesn't match an investigation that we've done. So if it happened, then that is also alarming because the school either doesn't know about it or hasn't investigated it yet. And this incident occurred allegedly in January. So they've actually had, you know, over a month, almost 2 months to investigate.
Morning, Josh. Gabe Pfeiffer here. So just wanted to clarify, you mentioned that the teachers involved in this are no longer employed. Was that before or after the supposed, well, for lack of a better term, kidnapping?
My understanding is that the source is under the impression that their departure had something to do with it. But that's a great question that we don't yet know the answer to. Mm-hmm. And so there's some potential here to get some information via sunshine. But oftentimes, as you know, with personnel issues, I mean, school districts don't divulge very much information, and it usually takes a while for these things to come out.
We are visiting with Josh Mann from the Herzog Foundation. Okay, let me get to, it's appropriate for us to be really angry over this if it happened,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And if it happened. But here's the bigger picture, I think, Josh, that I think people need to be aware of is that you've got a school district who isn't talking and is not giving any reassurances that, well, no, absolutely not. We would never tolerate a faculty or staff member taking your children somewhere to do something you don't want without your knowledge or consent, because the focus so far, a lot of this with the school district at least, has been on circling the wagons or saying, well, no, I mean, what you're saying doesn't match what we've looked at or not seen. But the whole other aspect of this is that I'm not hearing the school district say, absolutely not. We would never try to hide something from our parents. We would never try to keep something as sensitive as a sexual issue of a student from parents. We would never do that. They're not proactively saying, of course, the parents are the ones who are in charge of here. So we're also seeing a dynamic that's all too common in the public education system where parents have to worry about being shut out.
That's a great point. And I think, you know, we've seen around the country from surveys, parents want to be involved and they ought to be. I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled on these matters earlier in the 20th century. This is not something that's legally murky. And so I think that is a great point and a valid concern that every parent in that school district and really across the country ought to be looking at this situation and similar ones where school districts are taking up policies where they are willing to hide information from parents and just say, wait a minute, who's in charge here? Who does the school district serve? And certainly you see the similar kinds of things, and it's really a cultural battle right now. It's a parental rights movement. And unfortunately, in Springfield, it seems like they're maybe moving in the opposite direction or just failing to see this fact.
Is there any indication that Child Protective Services might be involved in this at all or has been engaged?
I don't have any information whether CPS is involved, but we have seen, I think it's a great question because we do see CPS step in some of these cases. Sometimes, I mean, we've covered some tragic stories, really, where the state gets involved, and especially if a child is, in high school, sometimes even the child is taken away from the parents if the child is convinced that they want to be a gender other than the one they were born as and the parents don't agree. So these are all things that we'll continue to investigate and see how the story unfolds.
All right. The article is called Springfield Public Schools Insider Alleges Kidnapping of Trans Student SPS Waffles. You can find that at readlion.com. Right now, we've got Josh Mann from the Herzog Foundation on with us right now. I've just got a couple of minutes left here. Josh, really appreciate you being on. But this really goes to the point, and obviously this is in the wheelhouse of the Herzog Foundation, is the importance of parents being able to rear their kids and educate their kids within the value parameter that the parents and the families set. You know, you all specialize in, you know, letting people access Christian education. And in this particular case, this is a reminder of why all of these other issues are so crucial to me.
That's right. And, you know, I think it's important that we've also seen from polls that parents want choices. Even people who are happy with their public school want families to have choices when you ask them about these kinds of issues. And so, you know what, if you're in a school district and you don't like what's going on, or that school district doesn't match your values, or, crazy things are happening, then you ought to be able to have your kid educated differently. And so, of course, we think Christian education is a wonderful option, but even taking a step back from that in terms of public education as a whole or publicly funded education, we think that taxpayers' dollars ought to follow the student to whatever form of education is best for them. And so I do hope parents consider Christian education. I think it's a great alternative. And we need to put pressure on the public system as well to straighten up, to understand parents' rights are important.
Good morning, Josh. Stelpontica is here. With illegal aliens showing up in large and small cities across the country, we've obviously got situations with safety in school systems, and Josh Hawley commented about that problem. What are your thoughts from the Herzog Foundation perspective regarding safety in schools and illegal aliens showing up everywhere?
Yeah, certainly we want to see safer schools all around, and Senator Hawley spoke with us about his concerns in Missouri specifically after there were two people stabbed in the back at a laundromat in O'Fallon. And so Hawley's concerned with safety. And I think you look at the, you know, probably the most prominent case recently is Lakin Riley, the young gal who was murdered in Georgia by an illegal immigrant, allegedly. And I think it's a good question. We also see immigration is taxing the school system in multiple cities. And just from a cost perspective and safety perspective, something needs to be done. Laws are in place for a reason. There's a lawful way to immigrate. And so to have safe and sustainable schools, it's got to be addressed.
And you can find the article on that at readlion.com. It's called All of Us Are in Danger. Senator Josh Hawley warns no family, no community in Missouri is protected from illegal immigrant crime. All right, Josh Mann, hey, thanks for being on the program. Obviously, Herzog Foundation, is it .com or .org? I always forget.
.com.
.com. Yep. And readlion.com. And I suggest people get the newsletter. I get that once a week. It's a very good one as well. And Josh, you on social media, anything people want to connect with you?
Yeah, at BJLM on X, and you just look at our Herzog social media, and you'll find pretty much everything there.
All right, great. Josh, good chat with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For podcast articles and more, find us on NewstalkSTL.com.